ago, it was not the parrot which humans kept as household companion, but the crow. The crow was quick and bright and could easily repeat human words. What's more, he could use the human language to express his own thoughts. Human and crow passed their days in lively conversation. One was seldom seen without the other. This happy companionship was not to last. One day, a farmer saw his neighbor's goat in his field. Was a fine goat, young, fat, lively. The farmer wanted it. Instead of returning the goat as you or I would have done, he took the goat for himself. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest he hid under the bed. When the neighbor came looking for her goat, the farmer played innocent. Said the goat he took wasn't hers. Said he didn't take the goat he saw. Said he'd never seen any goat anyway, but the crow called out. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest he hid under the bed. The neighbor looked under the bed. And there she found the sad remains of her goat. The farmer again played innocent, said he had seen no goat, said the meat was that of another animal, said it wasn't meat, said he hadn't put it there anyway, and again the crow called out. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest of it under the bed. The neighbor decided to take the matter to court. This worried the farmer. What if the judge listened to the crow? What if the farmer got caught in his own lies? He sat down to think. He thought and thought and thought until he had devised a cunning plan. Night came. The moon rose. The stars shone. The farmer took a large brass pot and placed it over the head of the sleeping crow. He dripped water on the pot, first slowly, then faster and faster, until it sounded like rain. He began pounding on the pot, first quietly, then louder and louder, until it sounded like thunder. He kept this up all night and removed the pot only as the first rays of the sun were about to peek over the horizon. When the sun had risen high in the sky, the farmer, the neighbor, and the crow set off in solemn procession for the courthouse. The farmer went first, then the neighbor, then the crow. They seated themselves on the floor. And waited for the entrance of the honored judge. The judge asked the farmer for his story. He asked the neighbor and found that there were few points of agreement between the two. So he asked the crow to tell what he had seen. The crow looked uneasy. He cleared his throat. He ruffled his feathers. He shuffled his feet. He paced back and forth. He looked around for an escape. He wanted to protect his friend, the farmer, but found that he was unable to tell a lie. sputtered. He coughed. He choked. But try as he might, he could not hold back the words, could not stop himself from calling out. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest he hid under the bed. As the judge raised his hammer to pronounce the farmer's guilt, the farmer asked, "How can you trust such a bird? He tells nothing but lies. Ask him another question. Ask him, ask him, ask him, ask him how the weather was last night. So the judge asked, and the crow replied, "Last night was a fearsome storm. The rain poured, and the thunder roared, and it didn't let up until dawn. The farmer smiled. He looked at the judge. He asked, "Remember last night? How the moon rose? How the stars shone? How clear it was? Would you really take this bird's word above mine?" The judge apologized. "I almost let this lying bird destroy your reputation. He is dangerous, deceitful, not to be trusted. We have cared for Crow, have fed him, have welcomed him into our homes, and this is how he treats us. Let our companionship now be ended." Crow went to live in the forest, saddened by the loss of his human friends. To this day, he wears black feathers as a symbol of his mourning. Time passed, and Crow became comfortable living in the wild. Though the pain of the betrayal never left him entirely, he thought less and less often of his life among humans. One day, he saw a new bird in the forest. She was brilliant green and red and sang a song Crow had never heard before. "I am Parrot," she said. "I speak the language of humans and have come from far away to be their companion." "Welcome," said the crow, "but please heed my warning. I too speak human language and for many years was humans' favorite friend. Humans housed me and gave me food, and we were together all our waking hours. we spoke together freely. We shared our thoughts, our secrets, our best ideas. For many years, our friendship flourished. But when my words clashed with a human lie, they threw me out. If you want to be welcome in the human household, repeat only what humans tell you. Never voice your own thoughts. And so it happened that humans invited Parrot to be their new companion. Parrot, ever mindful of Crow's advice, has been careful to repeat only what humans say to her, and to keep her own wise counsel to herself.